Richard Lord's gym is exactly what you'd hoped it'd be. It's housed in what's left of an industrial stretch on North Lamar. Lord's office walls are filled with framed photos and promotional posters from fight nights past. The gym has one full-sized boxing ring and a smaller one. Both are filled with fighters hoping to learn from perhaps the best instructor in Austin. But long before Lord's gym became an institution, David Bowie hired the then professional boxer to help him learn the sweet science. It was 1983. David Bowie was readying the Serious Moonlight Tour in Dallas at Las Colinas Studio. As the story goes, it was his chauffeur, an ex-boxer himself, who convinced Bowie that boxing was the way to get fit. He told him to hire Lord, and Bowie was committed.
You know, this is like on a Friday, and they said, you tell us whatever you need, boxing ring, gloves, heavy bags, speed bags, mirrors, everything. We'll have it all equipped by Monday. But then I thought, you know, and I told David, why don't you come over in his chauffeur? I have a gym here I grew up with on 12th and Jefferson over in South Oak Cliff. And I said, I want you to come see my gym and see if we can work out there. I'd rather you. And he was all about it that he could, I mean, he could work out in a real gym.
So Lord went to Dallas. The training lasted about 6 weeks. Because David Bowie was, well, David Bowie, much of it was in the wee hours of the morning. 4:30 a.m. runs around Bachman Lake by Love Field. The gym location worked too, because in South Oak Cliff, Bowie was mostly anonymous.
They would be walking by, these old folks, and they would see the limousine outside, and they see this great big chauffeur, and they would, I could see, you know, they're churning, they think, oh, you know, Muhammad Ali or Sugar Ray Leonard, somebody big's here. And they come looking up, and they see him working out in there, and they didn't recognize him. They would just say, oh, this is skinny old white guy, you can't get him breaking an egg. And they just wander off, and he loved it that he wasn't being recognized. He's used to getting, you know, just stampeded by fans.
So the two bonded, the way two men bond after they've pounded each other's face. Lord's daily interaction with Bowie came to an end when the tour began, and Lord had something he was working toward as well, a nationally televised super featherweight fight.
I didn't get to go on tour because I had to stay, and I had a fight on ABC Wild World of Sports, so I just stayed here and did that.
So you were using David Bowie sort of as a sparring partner in this work up to an ABC fight.
I'm probably one of the few guys that was able to hit him without getting going to jail.
The fight was a draw. The Serious Moonlight Tour was Bowie's first to include an Austin show. He and Lord kept in touch through the years. Tours brought Bowie through town twice more. Whenever he was close by, he would call and leave a backstage pass for Lord.
Well, I'm very saddened that he died, because I was just celebrating his birthday last week. And, you know, just having, you know, recollection of good times with him. So, but I'm really proud that I was able to experience what I did with him.
Jimmy Moss, KET News.